Gamers, here's the good news. Archives Podcast, episode 28. This week, we're going to be talking about some crazy funeral stories, interesting breakfasts, and 4K Nintendo gaming. We also have a new segment. Am I the Asshole has been kind of dry lately, so we're going to be going to reddit.com/r/advice. We're going to be seeing what that's all about.
It's your main man.
Who's got it?
Coming at you with another podcast.
And your boy Wenzel. So the first thing I want to talk about is the year is 2021. Online gaming has been a thing for quite some time now. Mm-hmm. Why is it that when a game releases, servers fail?
It's a good question.
Because I've noticed with like past few online games,
the one two days ago,
that had 20,000 queue wait time,
Jesus Christ.
Couple thousand hours for you to load in, and if you didn't have a good computer and you didn't adjust your graphics, you would crash and find yourself back in said queue.
I would be fucking livid, like punch a hole through the monitor.
I was reading through some threads on Reddit about people waiting, and the longest wait, someone streamed it. They waited 36 hours.
Jesus Christ.
And like they had an alarm set on their phone. They'd go take a nap, wake up every hour, look at their monitor, still waiting. He loaded in, and the servers went down for a brief maintenance.
I think this guy, the real victory for this guy is taking 36 naps.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I would hate life after that. But why is it we can't just have good servers?
You know, I'm gonna like have
enough.
I'm gonna have to pump the brakes on that one. I'm gonna have to disagree. So, I mean, these servers they got running are so dang complex, right? It's a launch day. I can understand. You know, everyone's getting in this game on launch day, and you know, there's gonna be some hiccups, right? You and me have been playing this game for the last 2 days, and I have not had any server issues whatsoever. Like, cause
real quick. For the record, this game is New World. It's the Amazon MMO that we talked about a few weeks ago, just for people who are like, what the fuck? All right, continue, Jordy.
Yeah, so we've been playing it, and there have not been any issues the last 2 days. So, I mean, there's a little bit of hiccups they got on launch day, but I think, you know, because could you imagine yourself as the person who's trying to fix this server, and they did it, like, in a day? Maybe a little longer than a day?
They gotta hate themselves.
I would think a $113.1 billion company wouldn't have these issues, though.
Yeah, but it's their first game.
But they can look at what all the other games have done.
And none of them have had a launch day in years. I mean, MMOs don't come out that often, especially popular ones. I mean, it's a different type of server that you're running compared to, like, Call of Duty, you know?
Yeah, like Blizzard has their servers. They got that shit on lock. I'm sure they, you know, they've been doing this for what, 20 years at this point?
They can't
like,
just copy what Blizzard did because they haven't had a launch day in 20 years.
Right.
All right, I guess I can cut them some slack.
Then, their launch day, I guarantee, wasn't nearly this scale.
Yeah. I mean,
back then.
If it was still today and they still hadn't gotten it sorted out, then I could understand. Like, hey, what the heck, man? But, I mean, you should. That's why, you know, people always tell you not to pre-order games because they're going to be broken at the start, and even like if they're not being like malicious where they're like selling you half a game and patching it in later.
Yeah, there's just not, you know, there's just going to be bugs.
Yeah,
when you have 20 million people, I don't know how many, but let's say 20 million people playing a game, and you've only had, you know, how many people do you realistically have testing a game before it releases? So, I mean, yeah, like, you know,
a couple thousand,
there's just
maybe.
Yeah, there's just not. There's going to be stuff that people find quickly because of how many people there is that you just couldn't, you know, you never found in that process.
I will give them for having 2,000 players on a singular server at a time. I have yet to encounter very many bugs.
Me neither. Yeah.
Actually, I don't think I've encountered any.
I did get stuck
in that tree.
Okay.
Remember when we were running back from the PvP?
But yep. Hold nice. To get unstuck, he just chopped it down in a couple seconds. It's not like he was really...
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to cut the tree down. I just hit E to chop it down. The animation sucked me outside.
Oh, okay. I thought you chopped
it down. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Walked away.
So is it... I actually want to ask you guys. Is the game worth it right now? It's $40, right? A bunch of my friends are playing it. You know, like, Wenzel, you know I don't really like MMOs that much. I never really got into WoW. Is that something you think that, like, is worth me spending the money to get?
I'll spend the money for you to get it.
There we go. Because you didn't have to spend money for you to get it.
I didn't. Wenzel did the old guilt trip move on me and gifted it to me on Steam. So now I'm like, oh, well, I got to give it a try now.
And in my defense,
I've enjoyed it.
I knew you would like it.
Yeah, it's been a good time.
You guys used to play Elder Scrolls Online together, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
It is a simplified version of Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
That looks better.
The main issue I had with ESO is that when I first spawned in, like, I had never played an MMO. Like, once I'm done with the tutorial, they just kind of put me out on an island, and I'm like, I know the game has a bunch of content, but, like, what do I do from here? I don't know what to do.
Yeah, how do I get to it?
And the game really it's a long tutorial, like... Wenzel, it might be like an hour-long tutorial, and you're not even sure, like, am I done with the tutorial? Was that the tutorial? Wow. Like, but then after that, you're like, you know what's going on, and you're ready to play.
And this is New World you're talking about, or ESO?
Yeah, this is New World, because ESO just kind of poops you out after like a 20-minute tutorial, and I'm like,
right, okay,
what do I do? No idea what I'm supposed to be doing here. And Wenzel and I, we're running a company, we're selling bags, we're selling shoes... We're trying to buy a town and become governors.
Okay, I guess if you guys need another body,
we do.
I could use another game to. I could use another game to get sucked into, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. See, the thing we've discovered is if you're playing this game as a solo, you're gonna have a pretty rough time.
Yeah.
A duo, we get by pretty well.
Yeah.
I had to switch up my class away from being a dude with a gun to a dude with heavy armor and a sword, just to make life easier. But we were rolling with like. Another 5-man yesterday, and we were schmoving through this area.
Yeah, I'll give it a try then. I need another game to put 5,000 hours into. Rust is in kind of a lull right now.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing about this game. It feels like if I had to put this down for a month, I could come back, and it will be better.
I do like there's no subscription on top of the flat $40, right?
Correct.
I do like that because that is kind of like how much. I know you don't play much WoW anymore, Wenzel, but how much do you think you spent on WoW subscriptions in your life?
Is this before or after they raised the price?
Because
when I first started playing, it was $7.99 a month. I was like 9 playing on my mom's account. And then when I stopped playing, it had reached like $19 a month.
Now, there is a way in World of Warcraft to, like, effectively go infinite, right? You're able to pay for a subscription with gold.
You can buy 1 month. Last I checked, it was, like, 15,000 gold.
How hard is that to get? Is that, like, an unattainable number, or, like...
I have one character who is max level, and I could kill... I could go through a dungeon and maybe pull out 50 gold.
Wait, 50?
50.
50.
50.
You need how much? Like 15,000 or something?
Yeah.
How long does it take you to do this dungeon?
45 minutes.
Alexa, what's 15,000 divided by 50?
15,000 divided by 50 is 300.
300? That's like 300 hours.
Yeah.
In a month? That's...
But you also have to factor in you're getting weapon drops that you can then sell on the market for hundreds of gold.
Oh.
Okay, so you're just getting 50 actual gold plus whatever the loot you get? Okay.
Yeah, and that's not including if whatever you're fighting has money on them.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And then you can factor in like your trading skills, like, oh, sweet, I'm a maxed out engineer, here's... a special mount that only engineers can make. So there's ways to make the money, but you're just going to be squeezing by.
Okay.
But in this game, in New World, no subscription, player-driven economy, which sucks right now because the economy doesn't really exist.
As Everfall's top traders, we will let you know there is no economy.
The economy is okay in Ba Sing Se.
Yeah, exactly.
The world is 3 days old.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, there's such a bag shortage. If you can find a bag on the market, buy it up for whatever price they're selling that bag.
If you find some iron plate boots on the market, buy them, especially if they're green.
Yep.
So I want to ask you guys, actually, how hard is it to, like, do beginning stuff right now just because of the sheer, like, amount of players? Like, I was in Discord earlier with one of my other friends, and he said he had been trying to do he needed some kind of a deer antler or, you know, some weird item. Oh, and he's like, I've been trying to do this.
The saber-tooth tooth?
Something like that. And he's like, I've been trying to do this for, like, 3 hours, but every time they spawn, people kill them, and I can't fucking do it. Is that, like...
That sounds like a quest there's... You have your main quests, side quests, faction quests, and then, like, town quests, where you're, like, you're helping out the town.
Yeah, the job board, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like what he's doing. Okay. And those are 100% optional and refresh.
Oh, yeah, those.
Because we've had a few quests where we've looked at them and we're like, no, I'm not doing that. You accept it, abandon it, and then a new one will pop up.
Okay.
Because I remember there was that one mission where we had to kill all those, like, boars or whatever and take their tooth. And that was a little bit of a pain. There was a lot of us, but it took maybe like 20 minutes.
And since playing yesterday and today, there is a noticeable population difference in the first town.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, yesterday, you walk near the town, you hear 90 dudes chopping down trees, 20 dudes mining rocks.
Yeah. People are spread out now.
Is there in-game voice?
There is. I was being toxic the first day, but the second day my voice wasn't working. It started working again now.
Sick. Well, maybe I will get some
walking
around
like Alex
tomorrow.
Jones. I was like, the globalists have a capital! What was I saying?
You're talking about the tax.
Yeah, let's talk about the tax rate, basically. Because you can lower the tax rate if you become the governor of the town.
How do you become a governor of a town?
You have to buy the fort for 100,000 gold.
Oh, so you guys are buying it. All right. We're grinding it out.
As a company of 8 people, it's not going too hot yet.
It's not going too hot.
We'll get there, boys. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to be a company of 9 people.
Good.
Yeah.
And you know I'm a grinder. You know I'm not afraid to go hit rocks for 12 hours a day.
Good. That's what we need.
I'll literally, like, be in my room. Like, I'll go out to, like, make a snack or something, and my roommate will be like, hey, how's it going, man? I'm like, good. You know, I'm just playing Rust, blah, blah, blah. I'll be like, oh, cool. Yeah, what are you doing? What are you, like, you know, you want to go hang out sometime this weekend? Or blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah. Okay, sure. Cool, man. All right, I got to go hit some rocks. I'll talk to you later. I just go close the door. Back to it.
Go kick rocks. That's literally what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Goodbye.
Wenzel was walking around collecting hemp plant fibers, and I was killing deer.
That was my biggest. That's my biggest complaint so far. Is they don't really tell you where to find things.
Oh yeah.
But now that I've discovered, you can go into your little inventory system, and it'll show you what whatever you're looking for looks like. Because I was looking for, like, hemp plants from Rust, not 6-foot-tall marijuana plants.
That are purple?
Yeah. Purple goose.
You like the purple. We like the purple stuff. I got some purple stuff right now, actually, if you guys are interested.
It's illegal in my state?
For legal reasons, that's all in a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But yeah, for an MMO... New World is keeping my attention better than most because I feel like I'm actually progressing when I do stuff.
Nice. Okay. Love to hear it.
What I really like about it is the whole town thing, because in like World of Warcraft, I mean, like, there's really no way, like, you can't become like an elected member of the town, and then, like, you just go to the town's market, and then, like, the town doesn't even have a market. It's like the global market that they're just linked into. Whereas, like, every town will have its own market. So, I do like that about it.
Well, I do like the PvP factor, even though we were getting shitted on earlier. We got
wrecked a couple times, yeah.
So you essentially create a group, and you have the option of being a PvE or PvP. And then it's just, if there's another group that has PvP turned on, you just fight wherever you are. As long as you're not in a town or, like, an event site, you just duke it out. Like, I was running through the trees, and some dude jumped out at me with a giant hammer and said, "How you doing?" And I died. And then he killed Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Rip.
That was a little embarrassing.
10 out of 10. Moving on.
Yeah, what else we got here?
Nintendo. So, believe it or not, Nintendo is making 4K games for consoles that don't exist.
Oh.
Wait, what?
They're making 4K games for consoles that don't exist.
What are the consoles?
They don't exist.
Yet?
No, like, they just don't.
What do you mean?
Well, what? Like, how do you mean? Like,
How do I describe it not existing? So that they're producing games in 4K that they don't have a console for.
So the console doesn't exist yet.
Correct.
That's what I said.
No, it's not.
I said yet. So like, why? A question, you know?
Is this the thing that, you know, why do we...
There's no... I read this whole article, and there's just no reason.
So it sounds like what they're implying is that they're making a new console.
And the...
Or they're getting into the cloud gaming space.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And Nintendo did say it is not inaccurate, though they declined to elaborate further on specifically was incorrect. The company did not immediately respond to our request from comment by... That's a Japanese name I'm not going to try to pronounce, because I'm not going to pronounce it right. But do you think that's a good idea, that 4K games before they have a console that's compatible?
So so the 4K thing, that doesn't really mean anything to me, right? Like, pretty much every game is 4K now, right?
Yep.
I think they're just making a game, and then that's the resolution they happen to pick. But if I had to guess, so the Nintendo Switch is a huge hit, right? Like, that thing's just as much of a hit as the DS. And both of those things just print money, right? I can't imagine they're going to give it up to make a new console, right? I think, if anything, they'd be going into cloud gaming, if I had to guess. That way it's more accessible to, like, parents who don't want to drop a bunch of money on a console. Instead, they'd be fine with paying, like, $20 a month.
Okay. Do you think they would make a 4K Switch?
I'm thinking. So there was the rumors when the Switch Lite was coming out that they would have like a beefed up version of the Switch, and then that part never happened.
Switch Heavy?
What? It was like a Switch Elite or something like that.
Switch Thick.
I'd buy it if it had thick with two C's on the back. I think that would be a good move for them. Because you know there's going to be a bunch of people out there that don't understand and like, it says 4K, therefore it is better. It could be maybe the same thing with a slightly... Money printer go burr again.
Yeah, definitely.
Just because I'm not a big Switch fan. Firm believer, it's not a very intuitive for a single person to play it, unless you're playing Breath of the Wild. It's more of a group game.
Yeah, I've never been a really big Nintendo guy, other than like exclusively like the party games and excuse me. Some of my friends here in town are like super into Smash. And they keep... I haven't actually, like, gone and, like, done a whole lot with that yet, but they keep trying to get me to come over.
To come over to Smash is what I'm hearing?
Yeah, they want me to come Smash.
Hell yeah. But you're gonna get smashed.
Yeah, oh, definitely. These dudes have... Yeah. They'll just like sit there and practice like one move just for hours on end. I'm like, dude, I don't got time for that shit.
That's my problem with people that play Smash Bros. Is if I'm invited to go play Smash with someone, I immediately know I'm not going to win a single match.
Nope.
And that's why I think I hate Super Smash Bros. Is because every time I've ever played it, it's because I'm playing with someone else and they're just like, all right, I'm going to kill you now.
Yeah. So I own Super Smash Bros. I own a Switch. I think if you're going to invite people Never over to play, I think if you're going to invite people over to play Smash, you got to let them play for like an hour before you jump in. Same thing with like Mario Kart, maybe a round of Mario Party too, you know, like a small round.
Mario Kart, I can jump right into that and figure out the gist.
Yeah.
Go around the course.
Those rounds only last like...
What, 10 minutes?
So one lap or one race is like 3 minutes, and then one like circuit of like four is like 12 minutes.
Yeah, call it 15 minutes to be generous.
Yeah, because I mean, you got to wait for the guy who's choking on dong, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's usually Wenzel in the back.
Mm-hmm. Sucking it from the back.
Actually, I don't know if I would like the new Mario Kart, because if I remember correctly, there's different vehicles now, like motorcycles.
That's been like that for years.
The Wii, at least.
Has it? Huh? The last Mario Kart I played was on Nintendo 64.
Dang.
Yeah. All right, what else we got?
Moving on. So we all know we all have gaming chairs. At least I think do. We do.
I do.
I got this one for a steal. $20 from some dude on Facebook Marketplace.
Did he just not know what he had?
He did, but he was moving and didn't want to take it with him. And like his girlfriend was like, you can't take this or something like that. I think it was like I think he was like a college age dude who was moving, or maybe he was moving into the dorms or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I couldn't take it.
I would inform her and be very blunt and be like, if I can't take it, I'm not taking you.
Yeah, that's basically the.
But yeah, so I got this slightly used DX Racer for $20.
Nice.
You could resell that for more.
I could just use it. Or that. Which is what I'm currently doing.
All right, moving on with the same topic. Coming up to a store near you, the Elite Gaming Mattress.
Come on.
So I'm gonna drop let's you a nice, yeah, nice picture.
Yeah.
Boom. Upload. Have fun deciphering the language because it's not English.
So it just has it has mounts so you can put this. This isn't even the mat. This is like the bed frame itself.
There's another more human picture of it. This is coming out in Japan.
Yeah, this is just a bed frame. It has a mattress too, but like, yeah.
That mattress is considered a mattress in Japan. They don't have them like we have here.
Because in Japan, they fold up their mat. Most people fold up their mattress at like the end of the night and like put it away.
They're coming out in three sizes, single, semi-double, and a double, ranging between 208,500 yen and 43,500 yen. Translating that to USD, it's 256 to 391.
That's not, and for the whole thing, so like the 400 whole, bucks, call that 450 after tax for the whole shebang.
For the whole
shebang. How much you want to bet this is the worst mattress ever?
Oh, hands down. But the idea is cool, but I do not usually do, like, the only media that I consume while I'm in bed is, like, my phone. Yeah. I watch TV in bed. I don't do anything else because it leads to sleep trouble.
But the phone doesn't?
Not as much because I'm not on my phone for, like, you know, I try to limit that as well.
Oh, okay, never mind. But I thought you were, like, I on want there for my, hours.
No, I want my brain to think, I'm in bed, it is time to sleep now.
Yeah.
And that, you know, people that just hang out in their bed all day have trouble sleeping because their brain doesn't equate bed with sleep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I try not do anything in bed other than maybe listen to, like, a podcast.
Well, yeah, I'll do, like, an audiobook sometimes before bed. But
TikTok.
Well, you know, there's other stuff that happens in bed too. But
well, that
you see,
too,
that's the other thing.
I'm very seriously not sleeping. That is like the opposite.
If I'm only getting a full size bed with this gaming setup, there's not going to be much room for homegirl in there. If I'm trying to pipe while I'm grinding out Rust, like, mm-hmm. we're gonna have to make something work here. Maybe get the Americano sized version.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking. Because look at the picture, that dude. Or lady is like curled up,
yeah,
and her foot's almost hanging off the bed.
There, yeah.
In the bottom right, it's 140 centimeters in width.
How wide is how much?
I have been told by many foreigners, you American body. They need an American body size before this is anything. I'd even be
140 centimeters is 55 inches. So not even 5 feet wide.
I could not lay sideways across it.
No.
Don't want it.
This is a cool idea, but I don't think this is for me.
No, this isn't for me.
This would be a cool, like...
If you were like, in, like, a dorm and couldn't have room for a desk or something, this would be sweet.
This would, yeah.
Well, I'm thinking like that base model in the second photograph. That would be cool for like a guest room. Just because it's small and cheap.
Yeah.
I feel like the most of the features come from gaming while you're sleeping. Because I see they got the little swivel thing. You see what I'm talking about?
For the keyboard?
For the
and stuff
keyboard
there?
And mouse. It looks like it can swivel over to like...
Just to where you're, like, sat up.
So where you're, I guess you would have to sit up to use it, yeah.
And there's not even, like, a back, there's not even, like, a headboard. No. So you're just, like, sitting there, like, killing your back.
Crisscross applesauce, yeah.
Yeah. You would need, like, definitely a headboard or something to lean against.
That's big over there.
I guess if you put it up against the wall, that could work. But that would, that would not be comfortable for long periods of time.
If you're going to make a product, you shouldn't rely on someone, like, putting it right where you want for it to work.
I'm also looking at this mattress. This mattress only works one way. So if you're looking at
what
the lady's laying, it's like zoned out for like head, shoulders, back, waist, legs.
Yeah.
I wonder if that would actually work.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering because I've laid on my laptop while gaming, and like parts of your back or whatever, your neck is just like completely ruined from like.
Yep.
But maybe if this mattress like had different zones where.
Different, you know, like different amounts of cushion and stuff.
Yeah, we're like, oh, this part of your body's going to sink down far so that it gives you a nice little stable spot. Your head's going to be way the heck up there so it can see. Like, it could.
I feel like it probably isn't that.
I doubt you got like
engineer.
4 inches of cushion, maybe. That ain't gonna cut it for what we need.
You know how in old cartoons like Ed, Edd n Eddy, they would like fall onto their bed and it would leave like a perfect imprint of their body?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I have always wanted to lay in a perfect imprint of my body. Just to know if it would be comfortable or not.
Alright then.
Yeah. And on that note, that's all I got.
Alrighty, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. Alright, we are back. Hope you guys enjoyed that break. So.
Or maybe you didn't.
Maybe you didn't. Really, hey, maybe you didn't. Maybe there was no break at all for you. It's just we left, and now we're instantly back. But I've been having some interesting breakfasts. I've been getting tired like the normal breakfast configuration, you know?
Eggs, bacon, potato.
So, there's only so many ways you can configure eggs and bacon, right? You can have it in a sandwich. Uh-huh. You can have it in a burrito, right?
Yep.
I tell you what, I've been having some interesting combinations of these. So,
what do we
the
got?
First one, not as interesting. I made a breakfast quesadilla, or a is this a quesadilla?
And doesn't even know what he's eating.
I think it's a quesadilla, right?
The How flat, do you not know what a quesadilla is?
The flat thing.
What?
Like the flat thing?
In a tortilla?
In a tortilla flat thing? You fold it over? When it's
not rolled, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a quesadilla.
Okay, so I made a couple quesadillas. Those were pretty good. I'll tell you what. I put them in my cast iron pan, right? Mm-hmm. I cooked the eggs so it was like flat across the whole thing. Threw the tortilla on there, right?
Like flipped it over.
Flipped the whole thing upside down.
Yep.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. You might have to try that one day.
I think I've done that one time. It was pretty good.
The next thing. Breakfast gyros.
You mean gyros?
Gyros? They're on the, I don't know. They're on that Greek bread or whatever, you know?
Yep.
So you make a little mix. Too. And you take a couple scoops, you cut the bread in half, and it opens up with a little pouch, right? Throw it on there.
Oh, like a pita sandwich?
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds very good.
That one was pretty good. No cap. I've been adding jalapenos too.
Jesus Christ.
The jalapenos are pretty good. So anyway, have you guys watched Halo Infinite at all? There was the multiplayer. Zero. No. There was the multiplayer, like beta that was open to everyone. Garth got the email.
Yeah.
I didn't get the email, but I did get a little code. But I didn't get around to downloading it.
Neither did I.
Did you guys watch it?
No,
I watched a little bit.
Okay, so what I thought is, the sprint and the hook. The hook's a little ridiculous. There's a few situations where the hook shot a little ridiculous. You know, like there's a map where there's like a bridge. In the middle, and then it's like it's a pretty thin bridge, and it's like there's these big holes that like you just fall off and you'll die, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can use the hook shot to like just shoot around and zip around there like you're Spider-Man or whatever in the middle of a Halo match. That's pretty ridiculous. I don't think that should be in there. And there's also sprint. So the sprint and the hook shot combined, one of them definitely got to go. And I'm thinking it's the hook shot. But there's one thing that I do like from this Halo. It's the pistol start, just like in Halo 5. I really like the pistol start because I think that you shouldn't start off with like a battle rifle. I think that should be something you work towards in the middle of a match, you know?
Yeah.
Because the pistol, it's not bad. It's like a 5-shot kill, but the battle rifle is like a 4. So I think that's definitely a better maneuver. And obviously you just kind of scatter them throughout the map. So if you really know what you're doing, it's not that big of a deal. What about you, Wenzel? What did you think?
Well, did you see the duplicating glitch?
In Halo?
Yeah.
I did not.
So if you throw a sticky grenade at a wet floor sign, it duplicates.
And a wet floor sign duplicates?
Yeah. But the wet floor signs have collision. So there's clips of people making such a large pile of wet floor signs and then shooting them with a rocket launcher and killing people with them.
Oh, that's hilarious. Sweet.
So they essentially just make a cannon with a grape shot in it and just blast people away. Other than that, I like the fact you start with the Magnum, but I wish you also started with like an AR.
Okay.
Because if you're trash like me, it's quantity over quality.
So the thing
Go ahead.
I didn't like the AR in Halo 5 because I always had to switch away from the pistol. It's like, look, pretty much everyone's using the pistol, and everyone just spawns in and has to hit Y. It was like a minor annoyance, but it seemed like after like the first week, that should have been something you solved. Like, hey, let's just start everyone with the pistol. If you want the AR, then you got to switch.
That would be fine. Like if I have to drop in, I whip my handy dandy 9 out. I gotta switch over to the rifle. I'd be fine with that. Because maybe I want to start the round off with the pistol, zoom a little bit, bop a few heads, miss about 90 rounds, run out of ammo, switch to the rifle.
Yeah,
as you do.
Yep. I'm very curious to see how big game battles are gonna be. I like those.
Yeah.
I can't remember their actual name.
Halo the other, like last month.
Yeah. Me and Garth have been rumming through the campaigns. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to get those done. He finishes the books. Bam. Waypoint comes out. Yeah.
It's a very Garth thing.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst part is he just found out that there's another book. There's two books in between Combat Evolved and Halo 2.
No.
Yeah.
And he messaged me. Did you tell him ODST is in between missions 2 and 3 of Halo 2?
I did. Oh. He's not excited about that.
Oh, okay.
But, he messaged me and he's like, bad news. I have to read the second book. And this man takes like 4 days to read a book. Take it. I've never picked up a Halo book in my life. I don't know how thick they are.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's a good chunk of time.
I feel like 4 days is reasonable.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how much book there is, but yeah, 4 days for a book is, yeah, not bad.
What if, alright. So since 4 days isn't bad, I want both of you to read Dune cover to cover in 4 days.
I'm not reading a book. Who do I look like?
Also, well, Dune is also like fucking a gorillion pages. So yeah.
What is, you said Dune?
It's yeah. It's a old sci-fi book. It's a good read. I've read it.
I know. I graded your papers on it.
Let's see. How many pages? 900 pages?
That's how I read the book, was reading the reports, being the TA for that class.
That reminds me, when I was in high school, I don't know if I told you guys this story yet, but you know you have to read, like, The Great Gatsby in, like, 10th grade?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
But
a lot of people have to read The Great Gatsby in, like, 10th grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's also a movie, right? You know, a ton of people are just watching the movie, right?
Yep.
You got to pay for the movie. Who do I look like? So you know what I did? I watched.
Did you pirate the movie?
No. I watched the Family Guy parody of The Great Gatsby and wrote my report on the Family Guy parody of The Great Gatsby.
What'd you get on it?
I got like an 80.
What? Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
What'd you get? I got like an 80.
Yeah, no. I remember I did about average.
While you were reading The Great Gatsby, we were watching Schindler's List.
Jeez.
Was that 10th grade?
No, Schindler's List was freshman year.
Ah, yeah, we were being traumatized our first year.
Okay.
First year of high school. Here's a Holocaust.
You know what I don't get? It seems like every year you go over the Holocaust in school. It's like, how many times do I got to learn about this, you know? I don't think we spent more than 10 minutes on, like, the Spanish War.
Yeah?
Like, what's going on here? Anyway.
Moving on.
I've got a pretty interesting proposal here. So, I got to tell you guys my plan. Okay, so to backstory this, I was talking to Kimber, because my dad's coming over, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, why were your parents divorced? And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, I never really got, like, a straight answer. You know, my dad, he's real nice. So he doesn't want to, like, bash my mom at all. And my mom, like, she wouldn't ever give me, like, a solid reason as to why they got divorced, right?
Sure.
She'd just, like, be bashing my dad or, like, making up random excuses. And then I remember my grandpa telling me this one memory kind of stuck out in my head later on. Like, he says, I can't believe what your mom did to your dad. Oh,
this
man,
is
I'm just
your dad's dad or your mom's dad, sorry.
My mom's dad was like, I can't believe what your mom did to your dad. It's just horrible that she did that. And I was like, man, like, they got a divorce? Like, you got a divorce. Like, you know, what's so bad about this? I get you're old and, like, they didn't do that as much back in the day, but, like, he was really getting upset over, like, just as far as I knew, it was just like a normal divorce. And then and Kimber was telling me, like, you know, you look at your brother. He looks a lot like your dad. You look at you. You don't really look a lot like your dad. You look like your mom, and your brother looks like your mom, but you don't really look a lot like your dad. And I was thinking,
no.
I was thinking, what's going on here? You know, she got a point. So then I was looking up, like, DNA tests, right? It turns out, like, one third of these tests come back, and, like, they find out that your dad isn't your dad.
Hmm.
So I ordered a DNA test.
Oh, have you got the results?
No, it takes like 5 weeks. It hasn't even gotten here yet. But when it gets here, I will read the results live on the podcast.
Oh,
your entertainment.
Oh, God.
It's a solid plan. Speaking of solid plans, did you guys ever watch Jackass as a kid? Please tell me you did.
Oh, yeah.
Very little.
Okay. So, I mean, Jackass, they go around hurting each other, basically doing weird stunts. And I remember watching it probably a lot younger than I should have. And one of the characters, the main character, Steve-O, he's got like a YouTube channel now where like he'll do like weird stunts every once in a while, but he didn't do anything like as crazy as he did back in the day or whatever. He still does crazy stuff. Like he'll still jump off a roof into like a dumpster or whatever, you know. Don't get me wrong. My man Steve-O is still wild. And he's made a comeback and he talks about like, oh, my top 10 craziest stunts. And he's like, oh, so for number 10, I was out in Baja, Mexico, diving naked with sharks. And I'm like, what the hell? And this shark bit me. I'm like, this guy's getting bit by sharks. This is number 10 in top 10 craziest things. And so he's got a bunch of these videos. He's been going hard on YouTube for like the last year and a half. He's got a podcast too. And he's really made a comeback. Like he's got like his whole social media scene set up. Who do you guys want to make a comeback like Steve-O? Because I'm looking at like these old 90s characters and like I'm thinking we need some more of these characters to like really get into, you know, the social media space. Because you can't just like come back and tweet every once in a while. You actually got to get into it. Is there anyone you guys really want to see? Because other than Steve-O, what I really want to see is like Travis Pastrana. Did you guys ever watch Nitro Circus?
Also, very little.
Okay. I want to see like someone like Travis Pastrana come back and tell us about all those crazy stories.
I think I'd want to see like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Because I feel like he's like low-key done a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Excluding the like stuff we know, like world's strongest guy, best muscles. Because I know he legally owns a tank in the state of California.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, he was the governor, and he was banging his maid while he was the governor.
Yeah, like I want to hear about that.
Yeah.
Did they ever bang in the tank? I hope so.
You can do whatever you want when it's your tank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he has a TikTok. Doesn't post on it.
Damn.
He's posted a few things, and like the last thing he posted was like him talking about COVID, but in the background there's a girl in a bikini walking a donkey through his house.
Dang.
Just like, what?
He's getting after it.
What is this? And it's like his pet donkey he takes everywhere with him.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm like, what does he do during the day? And every time, in all of his TikToks, he's got a fat cigar hanging out of his mouth.
I was about to say, I know he really likes cigars.
Yep.
I remember, I think I was watching him on like a late night show. And he was saying how his wife was like, oh, you can't smoke. Yeah, I don't want you smoking the cigars in the house. And then like, I guess his wife's dad was like, I'm always smoking in the house, right? And so now he just gets to smoke in the house whenever he wants. Because I guess his wife can't make him not because his dad said he could or whatever.
I would also like to know about, like, young Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, when he was in Austria.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You ready for a good one?
What do you mean?
I'm ready.
Morgan Freeman.
Ooh. Okay.
I just want, like, a Morgan Freeman, like a weekly Morgan Freeman live stream or something.
Okay.
Or, like,
him making toast every morning.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Not even like
there, like ask him for some advice. Hey Morgan, what would you do with this? Blah blah blah. Just stupid shit, you know.
Toast pops up, we're done. Goodbye. Next episode, we're running longer. I want butter. You get to ask 4 questions an episode.
On the Morgan Freeman show?
Yep.
Yeah. Jack Black was doing like a YouTube channel, like a gaming channel for a while.
Was.
I don't know whatever happened to it.
That would be awesome.
I think he might have switched to like live streaming, but he's still.
Last time he uploaded was 2 months. He doesn't upload very much. He didn't upload before very much, but
he has a TikTok.
Oh yeah, he does.
I've watched the TikTok of him with the Captain America shield and the Speedo getting blasted by water before. What's next?
All right. So they opened up a Black Rifle Coffee about 20 minutes from my house, so I had to check it out. Here's my review, right? So I showed up opening day, 8 p.m. to get some coffee. I got to be at work in about 12 hours, so... first impression, this place is pretty nice. You know, they kind of got the Starbucks aesthetic where they got merchandise and clothing for sale, and I got a pretty sweet AR-15 American flag hat. Kimber got a coffee shirt with like, but the word coffee is like different parts of a gun or whatever. And so I ordered my cold brew. It was pretty good. The one thing I really did notice is that there was no ice whatsoever in this cold drink. And I think they're trying to take shots at Starbucks, because you order anything cold from Starbucks, that thing's mostly all ice.
Yeah.
80% ice. So by the time I got home, you know, this thing was a little warmer than I would have preferred, but hey, whatever, you know. So
they're expecting you to drink it in a timely manner.
I was not going to do that. Yeah, that's what I did. I put it in the fridge. I drank it the next morning with my own ice.
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm not paying for ice when I'm going to these places. I'm paying for coffee or a soda or whatever.
The coffee itself was like not expensive at all. It was like, so I got like a large and it was like $4.
How big is that? Like, do you know how many ounces?
Probably 20. I know the medium is 16 ounces.
It's what, like a medium McDonald's cup?
It's at least a Starbucks large. Okay. Except it's all coffee. You know, no ice.
It's pretty good.
Their merchandise was mega expensive because I spent like $50.
On like two coffees and a hat and a shirt?
And not a shirt. I got a box of coffee because they're like coffee grounds are also really expensive. Not going to shop for their coffee grounds anymore. But their shop is literally on my way to work. No detour whatsoever, so.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But
they plan that?
What?
You think they plan that? That there's a military installation? We just throw this up right here and we'll be gravy?
Yeah, because it's, I don't want to say it's like right next to it, but like there's not really any roads that you can turn off of that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So like everyone pretty much drives by there. And it's on the way there, too. It's on the side of the road where it's on the way there. And there's a median in the middle, so it's not like you can turn left and get there. It's like on the way there. Yeah, and then like to keep going, you just take a right, you know? So
yeah.
good location on their part. I think that's probably what they were after. And then the last thing was, oh, so I got the coffee. That was the cold brew was good. We also got a tea and then a sweet tea, and that was pretty good. A lot of tea around here is too sweet for my taste, but their tea wasn't. And they had an odd lid like Starbucks, you know, like they have like the little weird opening
with the drinking port.
Yeah, and I was like, these people of all people are gonna do that. And after I opened it, you kind of fold it back, and then when right where you fold it back at, you see there's a little hole for the straw. So if any of you go out there and you go there, know there is a spot for the straw, and don't fold the thing back if you plan on driving, because then you might spill a little bit, which is what I did.
Are you one of those people that can't drink coffee through the little port unless you have a straw while driving?
No, it's just it spills a little bit because it was a really big port, and it's not like curved up like Starbucks. It's like there's a lip right at the edge of the cup, and it's not like Starbucks where it kind of curves up. It's just a hole in the top of this.
Okay.
But I do prefer a straw.
Mm. Doesn't surprise me. You like sticking stuff in your mouth.
So you're the one who can suck it from the back. Next. Have you guys noticed? So actually today they posted it was National Coffee Day, and you could get a free cold brew, a free 12-ounce cold brew if you buy another coffee. Which leads me into my next topic. What's up with all these national days? You know what I'm saying?
It's free marketing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I hate getting manipulated by all these people. I was really wondering, like, where do all these who comes up with these days, right?
Same people that come up with the greeting cards for everything.
You know, I'm going to guess your mom also tagged you in a National Sons Day post.
I did not get one, so I feel very unloved.
Is that
harumphed.
What it was?
Yeah.
Because I saw all these pictures of like all these boys who were siblings, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here today? And
I'm surprised there wasn't a post from your mom, Jordan.
I'm surprised too, but hey, I'm not complaining. But anyway, I got to like the seventh one, and I was like, I had to figure out what is going on here, right? And there's just like a website that just makes up random days, and people who make low effort content.
Rude.
Who aren't us, just steal the content to market their garbage, or whenever they just don't have anything else to say. So I am done supporting these days. I'm not being manipulated anymore by these lazy content creators in India or China. And now I have to take a break. Alrighty, we are back.
All right, so I actually just wanted, you guys probably don't know, this last weekend I was up with my family. I had a funeral for my great-grandmother and my great-uncle. They both passed away a little bit earlier in the year, and we just finally were all able to come together. Do you guys have any crazy, like, funeral stories? I'll start with mine. So, you know, we're out here, we're about, everybody's kind of showing up. I'm at my grandmother's house. This little service thing is in her backyard. We've got like a big tent, you know, kind of awning deal. And there's going to be a video played about my great-grandmother. And so before this happens, you know, my uncle's around and I'm like, hey, you know, because he smokes pot every now and then, but it's legal there. It's legal here. So I'm like, hey, you know, I got my pen. You want to go get weird? He's like, yeah, sure. So I give it to him. He doesn't really know how to operate it because he's kind of the older guy, you know. So I'm like, okay, well, you just inhale on it. Go, you know, you're good. So he takes a big old hit, right? Like, because he didn't know what he was doing. So it, you know, it fucking got him coughing. I'm laughing. And I didn't partake. I had to go get ice. I had to go get in my car and drive. I come back and, you know, we're getting ready. It's like, you know, 10, 15 minutes until everything starts. So everybody's kind of filing in, getting ready. And then I'm over talking to my cousin, and all of a sudden my uncle passes out and starts like having like a mini seizure.
Oh my God.
So we call it, you know, we're like, what the fuck? So we go and we're watching him, and somebody calls the ambulance. And there's all these like, you know, old family friends, people that I apparently know me, but I don't know them, or I don't remember them, you know. They're like, I remember when you were just this high. And I'm like, cool, I fucking don't. But yeah, and so I'm like, dude, everyone's like freaking out. Apparently it was not the weed. Apparently he was really, really stressed out and didn't sleep much. And so somehow that triggered like a seizure or something. It was just, it was like 10 minutes before everybody was like supposed to sit down for this service. The ambulance is showing up. It was crazy. Jesus. I was like, holy shit, that's all right. We're doing this now. So have you guys had any crazy stuff like that happen before? I don't know how many funerals you guys have been to, but.
So I have not been, I don't remember being to any. Okay, well, hold on. I do remember one, but it wasn't anyone. So my grandparents died, or the ones that died like when I was 4. So I don't remember like any of that. And then I had a cousin who recently died like a year and a half ago, and I was deployed when her funeral was happening. And then other than that, I remember my dad, he like used to ride this lady around. Like, he's a bus driver, so he drove this lady around. I guess she's mega old. And when she died, like, me and her, like, he's like, oh, we're going to go to my friend's funeral, right? I was like, oh, okay, go, yeah, whatever, you know. Probably see a bunch of old people who tell me, oh, I remember when you were just this tall, right? Yeah. And so we show up to this lady's funeral, and like, he doesn't know anyone. And I don't know anyone. And it's like all of her family, whatever. He's like, oh, I'm her bus driver. You know, I guess we were really cool. And I was like, this is the fucking most awkward thing I've been a part of.
A little weird.
Yeah.
Almost fell in a river at a funeral.
I remember that.
Yeah. That was some cold water, too.
I bet it was. That's a undisclosed location because that's...
It's illegal in that state.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's illegal in all states now. Dumping remains in a river.
Dang.
Is illegal. Yeah.
What kind of funeral is this?
Hypothetically, the one the person wanted.
Oh.
Yep.
That is a little odd.
That's what I thought when I was talking to the hypothetical funeral home about doing it. And they're like, that's illegal. And I'm like,
I'm definitely not going to do that then.
Yeah, hypothetically, I'm not going to do that. But hypothetically, I'm going to do that.
Oh, I think I know who this is for then.
Yeah. And
they're just like, oh, just dump me in this river?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
What they wanted. There's a symbolic thing of Mount Baker's water is going to the ocean and all that.
Oh.
Returned.
Returned to the sea.
Okay, I was going to say maybe it had something to do with, you know, the sea.
Yeah.
Yep. It did indeed involve the ocean. But that's really the only...
Did you watch the news reports after that? Because I would be watching the news reports like a hawk after that, I tell you what.
No, he proceeded to leave the state.
Yeah,
I know that, but I would still be watching
the next day.
I would still be watching the news reports, like dead body, appears on beach. Like,
it wasn't a dead body.
Oh,
it was cremation.
Oh, I thought this whole time it was like you guys are like dragging his body. I thought that's what it was. I thought, oh man, burial at sea is what he wants. He was in the Navy, so he's burying himself at sea.
Patrick, I need you to grab the legs. I need you to help. Don't let him float away yet.
That's why I was like, oh, this is fucking.
Oh,
that's what I thought was going on. I'm not going to be asking questions. You know, I was like,
there's more to tack onto the story.
Oh my god!
So
that's illegal to dump some ashes in the river.
Technically, yep. Human remains.
That's why I thought it was illegal. Is you were like dumping a body in the river?
Nope, it's a biological hazard.
Oh my gosh! Okay, all right.
But to continue on, I had some remains with me, and I was going through the airport, and I brought a singular backpack with me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I had my suitcase too. But I had to carry them on my carry-on. So I get to the airport. It's busy as fuck because it's an international airport. And I get up there and I'm like, hey, here's my paperwork for having these. What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, here is a special case with a special rack. One jar per case. I've got 6 jars. So they run it through. And they're like, yeah, that's what this is. I'm like, yep. And they're like, so we gotta take some and test it for drugs.
That's okay.
How much?
And I was like, just like a little. They took like a little scoop,
okay.
like a pre-workout, scoop or spoon.
Yeah, exactly. And they scooped out a little bit out of each jar, poured it into these little baggies, cracked them, and I had to wait there.
Oh, it's like a field test kit.
Yeah, and I'm like, they had this little box where the dude was working, and there's windows, and I was sitting there watching him. And it was like an 80-year-old dude doing this. And all I'm thinking is this old man.
He's going to be in one of those bags soon.
He's going to trip and I'm going to commit murder in this airport. And he's like, all right, you're all good to go. I'm like, do you want me to, like, I offer him, like, I will come around to you to get these. And he's like, no, 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 no. And he's doing the both hands on the tub, one step at a time. And he gets them to me, and he does like a fake drop.
Oh my!
Yeah. And I.
What, he was like trolling you?
Yep. My immediate thought was, I'm gonna sue the shit out of this airport. And I got the jars in my bag, went up to the flight desk, handed them the paperwork, and they're like, "We need the test results." I went back. Dude was gone.
You gotta be kidding me.
So I went back to them. I'm like, the dude's gone. They're like, okay, we don't actually need them.
Jesus.
Here's your ticket. Get on the plane. I was like, you people can ligma. Upside is they bumped me up to first class, which was kind of cool.
They better.
But, and the lady next to me, of course, asked, hey, what, so you got bumped up. What'd you get bumped up for? And I was like, family stuff. And I open my backpack to grab a charger, and the jars are sitting right on top. Yeah, that was fun experience. 10 out of 10. Would not recommend. Moving on.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you guys didn't dump a body in the river, because I was really thinking like...
Yeah, we just confessed live on the air, dumping a body in the river.
Well, you guys were hypothetically, you know...
Not a light human being either, like 300 pounds.
Oh my god, that would have been... Especially like lugging him all the way from the car to where we... Holy shit.
It was raining.
You know? It's always raining in Washington. It's saying it's raining when you're in...
There's probably like a 200 foot hike we had to do.
It was like raining.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like slippery mud. I was amazed everyone actually walked back there and got muddy for it.
I got back there with a broken toe. That was not fun.
Yeah, I forgot about that. And you were the guy who almost like stopped me from falling in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. Moving on.
All right, so that's all I got for that. Like I said at the beginning of the intro, the Am I the Assholes have been kind of dry lately. They've been kind of shitty.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try r/advice. I've only got one this week. I just want to see how you guys feel about this. I feel like we could talk about this for a while, so that's why I only picked the one. Here it is. I'm 25 with a communication degree. What do I do with my life? What job fields provide paid training? Also, is it too late for me to try and be a scientist of some kind? That's the title. Says, hi, I have a BA in public relations and advertising. I've been looking for work in those fields, but have been getting absolutely nowhere since I didn't get any relevant internships in college. Since graduating in 2018, I've had odd jobs at restaurants, temping, customer service, dog walking, and security. Businesses are hiring like crazy right now, which is great, but I have absolutely no clue which way to turn. I'd like to learn a trade or something, but I'm not sure where I can apply where I'll get extensive and paid training. One thing I'm against doing is police work. I also used to enjoy my science classes, at least in primary and secondary school, so I believe that's like up to middle school, maybe. Obviously, I'm so far removed and behind other job seekers in that field, but on the off chance that someone browsing this subreddit is in science, do you think there's a chance? What do you guys think? What do you think this guy should do? Or this person should do? Excuse me.
He fucked up.
Yeah, I think science. One, science you do in primary and middle school is way. It is not comparable to, like, what scientists do. And how old is he?
25.
Yeah.
It's a little late to go for your PhD. Like, I'm all for one. Going and furthering their education even when they're older, but a PhD?
So isn't that like a that's like a degree you get to add on to your current degree? I don't think he can get a PhD in any science anything. I think he would have to like go back and get a second bachelor's.
Yeah, start from
I'm not saying it's too late, but the first bachelor's you get is the easiest one to get. Like, there's all kinds of people in government programs willing to throw money your way if it's the first one. But the second one, like, they're like, you're on your own, basically.
Yeah, you should have picked right the first time.
Yeah.
And the, like, blue collar, what phrase do you use?
Was it blue collar? He's trades. He says
trades.
Yeah. I think that's the move for this guy.
Yeah, and the thing about trades is, usually your first trade job... you are not getting very much paid, like company paid for training.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting like the, if I want to go into the automotive industry, you're going to be working at Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
Especially for a no degree entry level.
Yeah. You're not going to be walking in being like, I am a mechanic now. You're going to be, okay, I'm changing oil. Okay. I'm going to go work at a car dealership, changing oil.
And maybe learn a little bit.
And that dealership might put you through courses on how to work on cars.
I will see.
if they see value in you.
Yeah. I will say there is a, I don't know, semi-large, like HVAC company, very close to where I live, that I was looking into working at before I started working where I currently work. And they do like full on, there's like a, they have like, it's, they call it like the company name Academy basically. And you go and they pay you to study and to learn and go through all their courses. And then at the end you have a job. And it's like, yeah, so it's like paid training, all that. And then they hire you afterwards. And it's, yeah, it seems sick. I obviously that's like, you know,
I thought you were going to give us the catch.
Oh no, I as far as I'm aware, there isn't one. You just,
oh, okay.
You guys want to know a lucrative job? Train operator or conductor.
Yeah.
I know a buddy who that's his job, is he's a train conductor. And I asked him what he'd, no, it's a completely different job. There's an engineer on board and then the dude who drives the train.
Okay.
And I asked him what his job is. He's like, most of the day, sitting in the engine, going down the track. And I'm like, how much do you make? He makes $126,000 a year.
That sounds like a pretty sweet gig.
Yeah. And I'm like, how much does the engineer make? He's like, engineer makes $150,000 a year. What does the engineer do? Sit there and flick a switch every 20 minutes to show that the cab is safe.
Hmm.
I'm like, huh. What did you have to do? He went to a paid class. When he was done, he just got on an engine and drove.
You got to think, though. Like, trucking is not a good job, you know?
But this is for trains. You only move in two directions.
I would say it's a lot worse, though. So, like,
yeah.
You're not really controlling it. You're on the tracks. You're still expected to be, like, awake and focused. And, like, there's no train stops where you hop out and get yourself a monster or whatever, you know?
Yeah, he did say that was the drawback, is, like, when he's doing, like, a long haul, he's on that train for, like, 20 hours. They get off. They have 4 hours of sleep.
Oh, Jesus.
And they get back on.
Yeah, and, like, he's responsible for a lot more, too.
Oh, yeah, if the train derails, it's on him.
Yeah.
At first, unless he can be like, no, there was something malfunctioned.
It's his fault.
Yeah. And I asked him, like, you ever, like, people? He's like, oh, yeah, I've hit people. Jeez. I'm like, what do? He's like, you report it and you keep going. And he's like, I've hit deer, cows, people, cars. I'm like, Jesus. Huh. You just keep going? He's like, yep, you make it to your destination with your cargo. They'll assess the damage to the engine, and most of the time, the engine is fine. And you just keep on going.
So you think this guy should be a train conductor?
Yeah. Make a lot of money.
Okay.
Retirement. It's not a guild, but it's a guild. It's one of those jobs. Union.
Mm-hmm.
Modern day guild.
Yeah, I mean, I think this guy's supposed to get in, like, the trades, essentially, but...
I think that's his best bet, is working in the trades.
Yeah. He's got to live frugally to pay off his school debt, then...
That's the other thing, is... I don't know how much debt he's accrued from getting his first bachelor's.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine... going back again... and being like, hey, I need more student loans. Yeah. I've already got $30,000 in loans. I need more.
Yeah. This is why I hate people like this. Like, if you're going to spend all the money getting a college degree, you better know how much you're going to make afterwards.
Yep.
It's that simple. It's like the biggest thing, other than like maybe a house, like this is the biggest thing you will buy in your life. So you better know what you're going to get out of it. And it's not like he's like, I picked, you know... electrical engineering, and hey, I suck at it, and I keep getting fired everywhere I go. What do I do? Like, that would be, I'd be like, oh man, I feel bad for you. Like, you picked a degree, and you made it through, and like, now you've kind of been screwed over, you know? But, I mean, this one, What is it? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure?
Yep.
That's really the best situation other than this guy, like...
That happened to my friend Caitlin. She became a welder.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to about 13 interviews to be a welder, and all of them essentially told her, because you're a girl, we're not going to hire you.
Jesus.
But now she runs a Wells Fargo back home and makes significantly more. Maybe he should go become a welder. They make good money.
Yeah, like, could be a welder.
There's always a need for... Yeah, there's just... All of, like, manufacturing, shit like that, there is always a need. There always.
And if he was dead set on going back to school, go get, like, an associate's in computer science.
Or you go somewhere and you tell, you know, you work and you show that you show that you are willing to work, you show that you do good work, you show that you work hard, and then you say, hey, I'd like to maybe go back and learn, you know, get some kind of real schooling for this. Is that something you guys would be interested in potentially helping me with? Or, mm-hmm. you know, can I still keep my job here while I'm in school? This type of thing. Like,
Yeah.
So I've kind of gathered that this guy isn't like much of a go-getter. Because of this, I was looking at marketing jobs, and a lot of them were like, oh, well, we want like you to have experience with this or this. And a lot of them will have, like, if you run a social media account with, like, this many followers for this many years, like, that'll count. And I'm, like, looking at my meme account, and I'm like, shit, I'm about to take that job, you know? Like, a lot of these jobs are not asking for a lot.
By the way, your meme account, that's at A-Lit Memes page on Instagram, right?
That's correct. Everyone should go check it out.
Dang, you got almost 12,000 followers. I didn't know you were that up there.
Yeah.
Dang.
I just started posting the other day. Again.
And you haven't plugged the podcast yet?
I've done it Dang. Every day.
Dang.
Your podcast viewership. We're up like 40 views on Spotify.
Hell yeah.
I'm about to check it on YouTube.
I haven't posted the YouTube link, just like the anchor link. That's why I was asking you guys about it. Before I posted it, I want to make sure it wasn't going to be stupid.
Uh-huh.
All right.